Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everybody. Happy Thursday, March 6th. I hope everybody's good. I am great. Thank you for asking. I've had extremely bad allergy attacks lately. My allergies the last couple of years have been attacking my eyes first. It feels like somebody's stabbing me in my eyeball. No joke. And the pain is really high, but I have an extremely high pain tolerance. But what happens is, even though I have perfect vision, it becomes to the point I can't see anything. Everything's blurry. I have to put on reading glasses to see some things, but then the reading glasses give me a headache after a few minutes because I don't wear glasses, I guess. I don't know what it is. But today is a good day. Today's a good day. Yesterday, my eyes bothered me so much. I took a shower about 6:30 after I got home and we ate dinner. And after I got out of the shower, I laid in the bed and closed my eyes. The next thing I knew, it was 2 o'clock in the morning. So my eyes needed it. But anyway, I digress. Today, I want to come to you and talk about your character. You guys know I don't write anything down. I don't think about my podcast. Usually I'm walking, running, sitting, watching TV, talking to a friend, and ideas pop in my head. And I think, man, I should speak about this, whether it's for one person or the masses. But today is really for me. And I was driving on my way to work this morning, and I was listening to my Bible app. When I get out of the shower every day, I listen to the actual Bible app. You know, the every day I do the every Bible in a year 365. So I listen to that. And on my way to work, I listen to the Pray app. And today he said something that hit me really hard. And it said, I'm surmising, but it basically was about when your character does not align with your actions. And I thought, man, that's me all day. That is me all day. There are things that happen to take me out of my character sometimes. And the actions, and I'm going to use the actions as the things I do for the community. The feeding the homeless, the walking around and seeing what resources I can gather for the homeless, trying to help the veterans that are needy, hurting, disenfranchised, thanks Concord, seeing how I can help them and where I can help them, because as you know, I'm just applying for my first grant now with a wonderful team. Thank you, Lord, for introducing me to these remarkable people. I know Dr. Janelle. Oh my gosh, this lady is, listen, you guys, I know I'm going off course. At the end of this, because I can't think of it now, I'm going to give you a great resource. This lady is, she is a killer. She is so awesome. Her heart aligns with her actions all the time. So I'll give you her information later. But for now, I'm going to go back to me. So yeah, I was thinking, man, all this great stuff I try to do, and I do try to bring light to it. You know, before, back from 2004 to 2023, I just did things. I didn't brag about it. I didn't talk about it. I just did it because it was from my heart. It was just from my heart. I felt like feeding homeless people. I felt like going into the community, seeing what I can do, if I can reach out to people on other people's behalf, take blankets, go spend money on this, that, socks, blankets, t-shirts, things, toiletries, personal stuff for women. I used to do that just because. There was no talking about it, no podcast about it, no getting on Facebook, look what I did today. But now I do that because I want this to be what I do full time. And I need to bring awareness to the fact that homeless people, all homeless people aren't homeless by choice. Are you living in this society today? Do you see the cost of living? You're a single, I'm just going to say you're a single parent. And you're making $80,000 a year, right? That's I guess, a decent amount of money depending on where you live. But your rent or mortgage alone is $3,000, right, a month. And then you have a car payment, which means you have car insurance, which means you need gas, which means you need this and that. Then you have a child, maybe two, maybe three. But let's just pretend you have one that goes to daycare. That's an easy $200 a week. Easy $200 a week. So you're looking at $800 to $1,000 a week for that. You got to feed them. You got to feed yourself. You got to buy toilet paper, paper towels. You've got to buy stuff. You got to buy toiletries. You got to buy hair supplies. I don't care who you are. Shampoo. You got to buy soap. You got to buy so many things. Toothpaste. There are things you don't think about. You're not allowed to run out of. You're not allowed to run out of toilet paper. You're not allowed to run out of toothpaste. You're not allowed to run out of food, right? So anyway, that actually equals out to approximately $6,000 a month. And if you start adding up everything, the cost of living doesn't fit. You try to cut back. You try to do everything you can. And you might be lucky enough to live paycheck to paycheck. I spoke to a friend yesterday, and him and his wife work. They both work. And he gets another check because he's a veteran. He gets 100%, and he works, and his wife works. And they still live paycheck to paycheck. They still. And if you're listening to the news, the price of everything is about to go up. Yeah, people are not always homeless by choice. They're homeless situationally. They're homeless because they couldn't afford their rent anymore, and these landlords are allowed to steady increase your rent. They're homeless because they lost their job and they fell behind and there was no catching up and nobody to borrow from. They're homeless because they did the best they could and it just wasn't enough for this economy we live in. So anyway, my whole point is I do this now to bring awareness, and this is going to be my job full time. I have a business. It's called Led by Motivation Outreach. What do? We help the hurting, the needy, the disenfranchised, the homeless, the veterans, whoever needs help. We come in and we try to help them right now only in the tri-counties in Miami. But all this, I'm going to say great stuff that I try to do for other people. Doesn't align with sometimes when I want to go off and strangle somebody. Don't think that I don't go there, because I do. I'm extremely expressive, so when somebody's getting on my nerves, I'll tell them so. And I don't tell them, like, you're getting on my god dang on nerves. But I'll say, hey, listen, I need a break from you. You are pushing me to my limits. Maybe that's not better than the way I just said it a minute ago, but I am very honest. And sometimes people take my honesty as, my God, you're so mean. No, I'm not mean. I say things so you understand and know. When other people think about it and they say it behind your back, I make sure to just say it to you and not just carry it on later. But my actions don't always match. You guys, I've told you before, I can be driving, listening to a great sermon or a beautiful song in my car, and then somebody will cut me off or do something stupid, like I'm driving 90 in a 70 and I'm in the passing lane and they want to get in front of me. They'll speed up to like 95, get in front of me, and then slow down to like 80 or 75. Now I got to get out of the passing lane to pass them back. And they do all that just to get in front of somebody. And then you look in your rear view and nobody's behind you and you're like, what the hell? What were you thinking? And that makes me mad, and I just want to follow them, but I don't do that anymore. I don't follow people home anymore. So my actions do not always. Sometimes I can listen to something great, and I'm feeling good, and then somebody else will say or do something, and it'll instantly change. It's like they're sucking the joy out of me. And I've told you guys a million times, if people don't bring you joy, why do we allow them to suck it out of us? But sometimes it's the people who bring you joy that just push your nerve. Have you ever been in a great mood and you're just in such a great mood and you can't wait to be around your significant other or your kids or your parents or your grandparents, whomever? And instantly they start with negativity and it just deflates you. It just removes all the joy you had when you walked into that room. It's a setup. What you're supposed to do is turn that situation around and bring that joy not only keep your joy, but sprinkle some on that person and turn them around. But, you know, I don't do that. Sometimes I just let it deflate me. And I shut down and I have nothing to say. I go from wanting to share all this great stuff with you or just how I feel. It's just one of them days to, oh my gosh, I can't wait to finish doing whatever and get away from this person. It happens. It's life. But back to my original thing, do your actions actually match your character when you are around other people? Sometimes mine do, sometimes mine don't. We have a young lady who might be getting promoted, and I am happy for this person, but at the same time, I want to be gone before it happens. That sounds crazy. Because I really think that this person deserves this. But I also see things that would bother me if I was still here when this person gets promoted. And it's well deserved. Don't get me wrong. I don't want it. It's not one of those jealousy or anything like that. There's no envy, no strife, nothing like that. You know, I have my own thing going on, and most of you know I work a 9-to-5. And even as I start getting grants, I'll still work a 9-to-5 because I need that grant money to go into the business and into the employees, not cut myself a salary, not at least for a couple more years. But I don't want to be in a position where I have to work longer hours again, come in early, stay late, carry an extra phone. I never want that for another company again. Right? So sometimes, even with this person, I don't want to be bothered. It's like I feel bipolar around this person sometimes. I feel bipolar, and I know this person looks up to me. I know this person looks up to me. And I kick myself sometimes because I'm like, you read your daily bread every day in this office. Sometimes you're listening to a great word or a podcast or something, and you stand on your feet because you're so touched and so moved, and then you could take the headset off and ignore this person. My actions don't match my character, and I am a wide open book. I am somebody who sees my faults and will apologize for them. I will apologize for things I see I'm doing. Because I'm definitely not perfect, 100% human, 100% of the time. And I know my actions don't always match my character. But here's the good thing. I have a great character. I have a great character. What's really in me is nothing but love. I have so much love, it just runneth over. I just also have hands and an attitude at times. I have a slick mouth at times, and I don't mind speaking my mind, and I don't fear much of anything. I don't fear much of anything. God made me like this. So at times my actions say, God dang, this girl mean, or she's evil, or she's no joke. But then my character says the opposite. I need to work harder at aligning my actions. That was aligning my actions to match my character. Gosh, how about you guys? How about you? Your actions, do they align with your character? I'm going to give you one more example, and I'm going to shut up because I feel like I rambled a lot here. But, you know, like I said, I got some good sleep and my eyes feel better, so I probably just need to do 5 podcasts today and get some of this energy out. But here's another one. I know a lady who goes to church faithfully. She goes to Bible study. She's in the church choir. She has a Bible in her car. And she speaks of God's love and mercy regularly. I don't really care for this woman. And it has nothing to do with that. But it's because of the fact she also is a huge gossip. She's been in church way too many decades to be the way she is. She's a huge gossip. She stabs her friends in the back. She talks about her friends, but will call them and just tell them how much she loves them and how important they are in her life. But then she'll dog them out to other people. She speaks negatively about most people. She's like a cancer at times. And that's the kind of person I don't want to be around. So, you know, her character definitely aligns with her actions, but that's because we see her real character and the actions go with it. And I don't know too many people who don't see her real character other than new people. Like when I first met her, I thought she was gold. All it took was some time around her and listening to her and paying attention. And I thought, wow, her initial character didn't match with those actions. But as I got to know her, they aligned. They just don't align the way she thinks they align. Is that you? I hope not. Hey, you guys, I rambled a lot and I'm sorry, but I'm gonna post this anyway. So you have a beautiful day on purpose. You be kind to somebody else just because it's God's way, man. It's a wonderful thing to be kind to other people. And it makes you feel so good to just sprinkle a little kindness. And I told you before, it's not always about money. It's not always about feeding somebody or doing something out of your pocket. Sometimes it's just about a smile or a kind word, a hug, agreeing with something, being in agreement with somebody and praying for others. And as promised, Janelle Tavares is her name. And you can go to empoweringlives.online. She gives free Zumba classes and she does it in the spirit. She also will help you set up something if you're trying to lose weight or put together an exercise routine or eating routine. She'll help you with those things as well. She is an awesome person and she loves God. So you can do that as well. And Janelle Tavares, and she is definitely a one of a kind. And reach out to her. She is open for all of that. And she's a doctor and she's just beautiful. So you guys have a great day on purpose, and until next time.